Good morning to you all. We're glad you're in the Lord's house on this Sunday morning. And this is Memorial Day weekend. And I'm going to begin a series of calls to worship from the little tiny book, Letter to Philemon. And I thought it would be good to begin there because he makes a reference to the individual that opened his house to have the church there where Philemon was pastor. His name is identified in verse 2 as Archippus. And he is called a fellow soldier. I counted at least six times in the writings of the Apostle Paul where he refers to one of his co-laborers as a fellow soldier. And we think about Memorial Day. We especially think of those who have given their lives in service to the United States of America, those who have suffered the ultimate sacrifice. And they were first soldiers. They were sent off for training. They were sent out to prepare to go to war. And they were called upon to do things that they never thought they would do. I shared with you last week the story of a young man who had left the farm and had gone to Hawaii. And there was sent to possibly go into the Pacific Theater. But because he was faithful to his Lord, and went to church and was faithful in the house of God in Hawaii, the general took note of that and said, "You're going to stay here. You're going to be on my personal staff, and you're going to be involved in this type of work throughout the war." He said he could think of no better place to find those who were faithful than those who would stick to their convictions and be in church on Sunday and so forth. There are many who have served our country through the years. I go every year when I go up to Washington. The first place that I normally go is to Arlington National Cemetery. I've made it my mission to try to walk every section of the cemetery. I have not done so yet. I've been up there many, many times, and it takes a long time to walk a section. But I have found famous individuals out in the middle of nowhere. I found this last September, John Glenn's. He's not buried in a special spot where everybody see he has a standard marker, and he's there among the rows of individuals from Ohio. And I stood there before that thinking about this man that lies beneath me was the first man into outer space, and began to think of all the things that he accomplished and was a senator from Ohio and so forth. But right beside him, there's another story of a soldier who paid the ultimate price on the sands of Iwo Jima. And he was brought back to Arlington National Cemetery. Young man that nobody would ever know who he is. And I'm not going to say his name because that's not the point. The point is this. He paid the ultimate sacrifice. He was a nobody. Grown up in America and was shipped off to war before his 18th birthday. And died serving his country. I want to make this analogy as we close. You and I are called to be soldiers. And the Bible says that we're to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And you know what that means. There are fellow soldiers who are paying the ultimate price around the world. Some in India, some in Northern Korea, some in Russia, some in places of Indonesia where Christians are attacked and murdered. There are fellow soldiers, Christians, who are paying the ultimate price. I think we should honor them today as well on this Memorial Day weekend. Let's remember our fellow soldiers that are serving God and keeping the faith.